Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf chaf. It's actually tomorrow's daf, but we're learning it now, daf chaf. We're holding roughly a quarter down the omud, where the line begins right after the two dots. Toni Tana Kameid Reb Yitzchak Bar Abba, Vayakar Vesa Oyla Vayaseho Kamishpat. We're going to focus now, from here till the bottom of the omud, about the din of smicha. As you recall, back in the Mishnah we learned that Beishamei Omrim, looking back in the Mishnah, Daf Yud Tes Omid Aleph, Beishamei said you can bring Shlomim on Yontif, but no smicha on Yontif. Don't do smicha. Or Beisila says you can bring the Shlomim, and you can do smicha. So the Gemara at least initially understands Beishamei to mean that there is no chiyuv of smicha by shalmei choyve. So now, let's discuss this for a moment before we go into the Gemara. The Gemara is relatively straightforward. However, you have to be constantly focused. What are we talking about? Are we talking about shalmei nidova or shalmei choyve? And are we talking about oilas nidova or oilas choyve? The difference between nedava and choyva is obvious to all, and that is, a nedava means that you're bringing it from the goodness of your heart, there is no requirement. Choyva, obviously, is that there is a requirement. Now, when we're talking about, for instance, the shlomim of a yochid, of an individual throughout the year can bring every day of the week, except for Shabbos, he can go and bring a carbon shlomim as a nedava, to go and pay his respects, and to thank Hashem, and to give gratitude, and he brings a karmish lamim. That's fine, that's called shalmei nedav. Shalmei choyva, you only have three times a year for a yachid. And those three times are on the three yom toivim, that every year has to go and bring shalmei chagiga, and if necessary, also shalmei simcha. So that's shalmei choyva. Is also the same thing with Gabi Olos. A person any day of the year, except for Shabbos, can go and bring an Oilas Neder or Nedava. Again, to go and show his thanks to Hashem, it brings a carbon oil. At the same time, you rarely have an Oilas Yochid, which is a Choyva. You could have, in isolated cases, dealing with a Zav and a Metzoira and a Nozir. But in terms of a regular Yid and Klal Yisrael, typically there is no Oilas Choyva, except, once again, the Oilas Re'iya that you're bringing on the Yom Tov, three times a year. Now, there's a din of smicha. Smicha means that you put your hands on top of the animal, and Rashi said you do it b'chol koicha, you put all of your weight and force on the animal. You do the smicha prior to bringing the carbon. The question is, which karbonis requires smicha? The Torah tells us beferish in Parshas Vayikra that both by shalmei nedava and by oilois nedava, those karbonis that you can bring all the time from your nedivas halev, karbonis which are not mandatory, which you're bringing as a present, if you will. So the Torah says, by all of those oilois nedava and shalmei nedava, that there is a din of smicha. The Torah, however, is silent when it comes to oilas choyva and to shalmei choyva. And there we're going to see now that there's going to be a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. What's the din? So let's see what the Gemara says. Tani Tana Kameid Reb Yitzchak Bar Abba. Again, a quarter down the Amud. One of the Talmidim of Reb Yitzchak Bar Abba was repeating the following braisa in front of his Rebbe, in front of Reb Yitzchak Bar Abba. It says in the Pasuk, V'yakrib esa oila v'yaseha kamishpat. When does this Pasuk appear? Says Rashi, it appears at the time of Yom Shmini Shel Miluim. Yom Shmini Shel Miluim means the first day that the Mishkan was open for business. Rish Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in addition to the daily karbanas that we have all the time, like the Tomei Shoshach, Tomei Shuvin Aboyim, In addition to that, you have to go and bring certain special kabbanis for the inauguration of the Mishkan. And one of those kabbanis was an ola. And since you have to bring it, because Hashem said you have to bring it, it's an oilas choiva. So it says that Aharon HaKohen v'yakrev zo'ila, he brought the oila, v'yaseh kamishpat. And he did it in accordance with all the rules and regulations. And the obvious question is, what rules and regulations are you talking about? Says the Tana in this braisa, kamishpat oilas nedova. Kamishpat means the same rules and regulations that apply to an oilas nedova. Aharon used those and implemented those with respect to his oilas choiva. Limeit al oilas choiva shetu'una smicha. That just like an oilas nedova requires smicha, there it says befeirish in the pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk. It says the samach as samach yodoi. So we know there's definitely a din of smicha by oilas nedova. It doesn't say it expressly by oilas choiva, but by the fact that it says kamishpat. Ah. That means, do the same thing you're doing by the Oilas Choyma as you do by the Oilas Nedava. And what is that? Do smicha. And that's what Aharon HaKohen did. Because by Yaseho, he brought the Oilas Choyma, just like the Oilas Nedava, with smicha. That's the end of the Braisa. And now Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba addresses his Talmud. And he said, my Talmud, you did a great job in repeating this Braisa. But I got to tell you, Omalei, the Om Lechomani, you know who the Tana is of this Braisa? It's Beis Shammai. Barry, be so kind to put yourself on mute because we hear some background noise. Says the Om Lechomani, who's the one that taught this Braisa? It must be Beis Shammai. How do I know it's Beis Shammai? Why not Beis Hillel? Le'gamri shalmi choiva mishalmi nedova. We know from our Mishnah that Beis Shammai says, bring your shalmi choiva on yontif, but don't do smicha. And Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba holds that according to Beis Shammai, there is no din of smicha by shalmi choiva. Period. No din of smicha. Even though there is a din of smicha by shalmi nedava, but not by shalmi choiva. Now, how do I know that that's the case? Because the Mishnah says that shalmi choiva says Beis Shammai, bring the carbon and don't do smicha. Now, why didn't they learn from Shalmi Nedava? Because Shalmi Nedava says the fetish in the pasuk you have to do smicha. So the Chorai have an easy, says Rashi, an easy mamatzina. I have two types of shlomim. Both of them are shlomim brought by a yachid. In one case, by the Shalmi Nedava, it says the fetish, you got to do smicha. In the case of the Shalmi Choyva, it's silent. Why don't they just simply learn one from the other? That just like Shalmi Nedava requires smicha, that Shalmi Choyva also requires smicha. Since I see that Beis Shammai doesn't learn that way, because he says in our Mishnah, Shalmi Choyva do not require smicha, now I understand why I need a special pasuk by Yaseh HaKamishpat by Oila. Because L'Choyra, Oila, I could also learn Oilas choiva from oilas nedova. Just like by oilas nedova, the Torah requires smicha. So make a mamatzinu, and then all likelihood, by the oilas choiva, you also need smicha. What do I need a special by yaseh kamishpat? I can learn with a mamatzinu. And the answer is, because Beis Shammai obviously doesn't learn mamatzinus, choiva from nedova. How do I know? Because Beis Shammai in our Mishnah says, Shalmi choiva yapater min hasmicha. And you don't learn a mamatzina. So therefore, based on mamatzina, I would also not learn oilas choiva from oilas nedava. Just like I don't learn Shalmi choiva from Shalmi nedava. So then how do I know that by an oilas choiva you require smicha? By aseh kamishpat. A special limud express limud. And he marks the Beis Hillel. If this price were going according to Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel I know does require smicha by Shalmei Choyva. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Beis Hillel says you bring the shlomim and soimchen aleihem. Says Yomara, the Beis Hillel kim the gamri Shalmei Choyva Shalmei Nedava. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Shalmei Choyva require smicha. So in all likelihood, the Gemara uses logic svara. They probably learned Shalmi Choyvim Shalmi Nedava. Just with a mamatzina. So if that's the case, then I don't need a special pasuk either. Just learn it from Oilas Nadava, period. So Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba has proven that this brisa must go according to Beis Shammai and not Beis Hillel. Because according to Beis Hillel, I don't need Vayaseh HaKamishpat. I can learn the din of Oilas Choyva from Oilas Nadava, just the same way that Beis Hillel learns Shalme Choyva from Shalme Nadava. Not based on any express limud or pasuk, just based on a mamatzino. This is a shlamim, that's a shlamim. So if this shlamim requires smicha, the other shlamim also probably requires smicha. This is an oila and that's an oila. This oila requires smicha, so this one also requires smicha. So you don't need by yisrael kamishpat. Azeh zot Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Freit Gemara. Who says, maybe the time of this brisa could hold like Beis Hillel as well. Who says that Beis Hillel is learning Shal Mechoyva from Shal Menedova with a mamatzino? Dilma me oilas choyva gamri. Maybe instead of learning Shal Mechoyva from Shal Menedova, in other words, one brand of shlamim from another brand of shlamim, maybe instead he's learning Shal Mechoyva from oilas choyva, from one type of choyva, from the other type of choyva. But the only problem is, but it doesn't say in the Torah that oilas choyva requires smicha. Oh, the oilas choyva gufa bayikra. And oilas choyva itself requires its own pasuk. Because if I want to learn shalmei choyva from oilas choyva, it's got to say somewhere about oilas choyva. And you know where it says that? In the pasuk vayaseh kamishpat. Ah, so we have, if you will, back-to-back limudim. First limud is, I learn oilas choyva from the yaseh kamishpat. One is the yaseh kamishpat, oilas nedova. I take the oilas choyva and I do smicha on the oilas choyva, just like kamishpat, oilas nedova. And now that I know that oilas choyva requires smicha, so now I'm going to learn shalmei choyva from oilas choyva. No, if that's the case, then even according to Beis Hillel, I need to have this drasha by Yaseh HaKamishpat. Freit Gemara, but why is that the case? Why are you telling me that it's logical for Beis Hillel to learn shalmei choyva from oilas choyva instead of learning shalmei choyva from Shalmei Nedava? Wouldn't it make more sense to learn one shlamim from the other shlamim? After all, they're the same carbon. So why do I need to learn it from Oilas Choyva? Zog to Yomara, Maishno mi Shalmei Nedava dole gamri. You know why you don't learn according to Beis Hillel Shalmei Choyva and Shalmei Nedava? Shekein mitzuyon, because they're very motzui. Motzui means they are frequent flyers. As Rashi explains, Shalmei Nedava can be brought 6 days a week, Sunday to Friday. You just can't bring it on Shabbos. So if there are 50 weeks in a year, you could theoretically bring 300 Shalmei Nedava if you're only bringing one per day. For that matter, you could bring two or three or five per day. You can bring as many Shalmei Nedava as you want. Since it's such a frequent carbon, the Torah says, you know what? Do smicha before you bring the carb. But Shalmei Choyva, which is a rare event, you only have three Shalmei Chagiga, three times a year, meaning once for Pesach, once for Shavuos, once for Sukkot, they're so infrequent, maybe the Torah says, you don't need to do Smicha. And that's why I have to go and learn Shalmei Choyva from Oilas Choyva. I can't learn it from Shalmei Nedava. Frank Demora, if you're saying I have to learn Shal Mechoyva Mi Oilas Nedava Nami Le Gamri Shekein Kolel, just like you have a Pircha that you cannot learn Shal Mechoyva from Shal Nedava because Shal Nedava are Motsui, you cannot learn Shal Mechoyva from Oilas Choyva because Oilas Choyva is much holier in a sense than Shal Mechoyva. In which sense is it holier? It's kula kol on the mizbeach. The entire oila is burned on the mizbeach no mortal individual, neither Kohen nor Yisrael, eats any part of the Oilas Choiva. So therefore, just like you cannot learn with a Mamatzinu. Mamatzinu, as you know, is, if you will, the lowest form of limud. Lowest in the sense that you're not talking about a Gzeira Shav, you're not talking about a Kal V'Choyim, you're not talking about a Hekish, you're just using your own Seichel. And you're saying, since the Torah says Oila here and Oila there, they're probably the same. Since it says Shlomim here, it says Shlomim there, it's probably the same. You're right, probably. But if I have a Pircha, that undermines the probability. So if I wanted to go and learn Shalmei Choyve from Shalmei Nedava, I can't. Even though Mamatzi, they're both Shlomims, yeah. But Shalmei Nedava is special. I could bring hundreds, thousands of Shalmei Nedava a year. But I can only bring three Shalmei Chagiga. So maybe there's no din of Smicha. So learn then Shalmei Choyve from Oilas Choyve. No. Oilas Choyve is Kula Kol on the Mizbeach. Holy. Kodesh Kadoshim. On the Mizbeach. Mashen can Shlomim. You and I can eat from the Shlomim. So Ibazoi, you can't learn from that either. So how am I taka learning the din of Shalmei Choyve, says Imara? I'm going to learn it mi benai. Benai means from the two together. Like the Gemara says frequently, loy rizeh ki rizeh, v'loy rizeh ki rizeh, atar shavish and behem. And here the same thing. I cannot learn out Shalmei Choyve from Shalmei Nedava, because Shalmei Nedava is matzoi. Okay. Fine. So I won't learn it from Shalmei Nedava. But let me learn it from Oilas Choyve. I can't learn it from Oilas Choyve because Oilas Choyve is Kolel. Fine. So I won't learn it from Oilas Choyve. But I can learn from the two together. Because when you ask a kasha that I can't learn Shalmei Choyve from Shalmei Nedava because it's Matzoi, Oilas Choyve Teichiach. Because Oilas Choyve is not Matzoi. How often do you have a chiyuv of Oilas Choyve? In our case, the Gemara Tuman Oilas Re'iyah, only three times a year. And therefore, that's not a pircha, because Oilas Choyve also requires to have smich. Oh, but you're going to say, but Oilas Choyve, you can't learn from there, because it's kula kolil. Yeah, but Shalmei Nedava is not kula kolil, and nevertheless requires smicha. So you see that the fact that something is motzui, that it's frequent, or the fact that something is kolil, that is not the determining factor. So therefore you can go and learn now Shalmei Choyva from a combination of Oilas Choyva and Shalmei Nedava. But bottom line is, how am I learning the din of Shalmei Choyva from Oilas Choyva? After all, Oilas Choyva doesn't say beferish in the Torah that is a din of smicha. For that I have the drasha of the Braisa Vayaseh Kam Mishpat, that Oilas Choyva is the same din as Oilas Nedava. So bottom line is, what the Gemara is telling us is, that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba is incorrect. When he says that this Braisa must go according to Beis Shammai, it doesn't. It could even go according to Beis Hillel after all. Before we continue on, there's one point that we need to focus on. If Barry was here, he would be jumping up and down. How can we learn Shalmei Choyve from Oilas Choyve? And Oilas Choyve, in turn, you're learning from Oilas Nedava, it's what we call back-to-back limudim. And when we get to Kodshim, back in Masechet Zvachim, we learned that you typically cannot do back-to-back limudim. And that's the bottom toisis here. Toisis says, V'yam toimar, v'havidover habomina hekish, do Oilas Choyve lo yadinan elem Nedava te kamishpat. V'dover lama v'hekish eina choyze malama v'nyanav. Once you say that I'm learning the din of Oilas Choyve from Nedava, from the word Kamishvat, which Toisus refers to as a Hekish, then how can you learn now with a Mamatzin, with a Binyanav, from there to the din of Shalmei Choyve? It's back-to-back Limudim. And Toisus says that in fact this particular case of a Dover Halamed Behekish, with a Kamichoizim Lamed Binyanav, is in fact a Shaila in Masechet Zvachim. And our Gemara is premised on the tzad that you could learn Hekish and then after that a Binyanav. Because in a Hanami, according to the side, to the view, that you could not learn one from the other, then this Gemara's Kasha would fall away. You could not have Beis Hillel learning Shalmei Choyve from Oilas Choyve when Oilas Choyve itself is only a derivative from the Oilas Nedav. Okay. Now, until now, the premise of the Gemara had been that according to Beis Shammai, there is no din of smicha by Shalmei Choyva. Freit Gemara, is that true? Besavi Beis Shammai Shalmei Choyva lebo smicha? But Tanya, we have a bright summer of Yoisi, Lenechliku Beis Shammai Beis Sil al smicha atma shet tzorech. Everybody agrees, even Beis Shammai agrees, we need smicha on Shalmei Choyva. Ibn Armishnet says, bring the shlomim without doing smicha, according to Beis Shammai. What Beis Shammai means to say, you don't do it now. Now you bring it on Yontif, you don't do the smicha today. You do the smicha yesterday. Do your smicha on Erev Yontif, and bring your carbon on Yontif. Can you do that? Doesn't smicha have to be right before the shechita? So Tamar al manechliku, that's the machloikis. I'll take if the smicha shechita, whether or not smicha and shechita have to be one next to each other. She Beis Shammai on ein tzarich. No, Beis Shammai said no such requirement. You mean it's a good idea, but if you want to, and in this case, since you're not allowed to do smicha on yontif, do the smicha on erev yontif, and bring the carbon on yontif. No problem. Or Beis Shammai on tzarich. No, it's got to be back to back. You have to have smicha, and then right after that shechita. That's why you do it on yontif. If that's the case, even Beis Shammai requires smicha by Shalmei Choyva. The Gemara had assumed until now, according to Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, that according to Beis Shammai, you don't need smicha altogether. You do need smicha. You just don't need to do it today. You can go and do it the day before. Is a shver Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba from this braisa? Every morhudi omer kahaitana. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba holds like the following braisa, the Sanya. Om Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Lo inech leko Beis Shammai beisil al tekev l'smicha shchita shetzorech. Everybody agrees it's got to be taken with smicha shechita. Even Beis Shammai, you cannot do smicha today and bring a carbon tomorrow. The two have to be one after the other. So what's the makloikis? Al smicha atzma ova smicha itself. She Beis Shammai omim eina tzorech Beis Hill omim tzorech. Beis Shammai says that Shalmei Choyva do not require smicha at all. Period. Well, Beis Hill says it does. So, Rabbi Yisai, we've gotten to the two dots, and what we have now is a fundamental machloikis hatanoim as to what does Beis Shammai hold by Shalmei Choyva. Some hold that Beis Shammai does not require smicha by Shalmei Choyva at all, zero, gunished, and that's Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba, the way he understood Beis Shammai. However, the other braisa, the one that we just learned with Beis Rabbi Yehuda, said, no. According to Beis Shammai, Avad and Avada, you do need smicha. You just don't need take of the smicha shechita. It's not Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's a previous braisa, Om Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said that even Beis Shammai agrees, Avad, you need smicha, the machlokes is only whether it has to be take of the smicha shechita. Well, Beis Shammai says you can do it yesterday. And Beis Hillel said, no, you got to do it one after the other, sequentially, contemporaneously. You can't do it 24 hours apart. And now the Gemara wants to tell us, what's the halacha lemaisa? Sai the gabi the shlomim, sai the gabi the oila, what do we do? So remember we had two machloikis in our Mishnah. Machloikis number one was, do you bring an oilas re'iyah on yontif, yes or no? Beis Hillel said, yes. Beis Shammai said no. Machloikis number two is the gabbai the shlomim, the Shalmei Choyva. Everybody agrees you bring the shlomim. The only machloikis is whether or not you do smicha on the shlomim on yontif. It's Tanur Banan. The Gemara tells us a brisa, a mas, a shohi, a mas, a hilah zokin. Hilah zokin is ready at the very beginning. Remember, we have machloikis in the mission between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. So hilah zokin was presumably either the Hillel or one of the early Hillels. If Barry was here, he would tell us immediately how the Hillel relates to the Beis Hillel. But anyway, the Mas Hillel Azokin Shehebi Oilosi Lazora Lismech Aleh B'Yontif. Hillel Azokin brought an Oila on Yontif to the Azora. Now, of course, according to the Beis Hillel people, that's fine. According to Beis Shammai people, that's prohibited. You're not allowed to bring an oilus re'iyah on Yontif. Is Chavru Olav Talmidim Shammai HaZaken? The Talmidim of Shammai HaZaken who argued with Hillel HaZaken, they all got together and they said to Hillel HaZaken, Omruloi Mativa Shel Behemizu, what is this behemoth that you're bringing today on Yontif? In other words, suggesting that if this is an oilus re'iyah, get it out of here. We, the Shammai people, hold you can't bring an oilus re'iyah on Yontif. Omalehem. So Hillel HaZaken did not want to get into a fight. And he said to them, Chaver, this isn't a keivi. This is not a case of an oil, it's a keiva. Zivchei Shlomim may be seer. I brought it for Zivchei Shlomim. And even you, the Beis Shammai people, agree that you can go and bring a Shlomim. Only Machlok is the Gabi Smicha. But you agree that we can bring a Shlomim. And if you want me to prove that this is a Shlomim, and the reason why he's saying that it's a Shlomim is because, as you know, an oiler can only be brought from a zachar, and in fact this animal was a zachar, because Hillel HaZaken brought the animal for an oiler la'azara. He told them, if you will, a white lie, and he told them that this is not a zachar, it's an akeva, and therefore it's not an oiler, it's a shlomim, so don't scream at me, and don't get angry at me. And if you don't believe me, kishkish lehem biznava, he started going and waving the tail back and forth, suggesting to them, you could check it out yourselves. Look to see whether this is a male or female. Baruch lehem, they believed him, and they didn't fight it, and they said, okay, it's a shlomim, no problem, and they went home. Now Rashi points out, after all, if this behemoth was a zachar, how did Hillel HaZaken go and tell him that it's in a cave? And Rashi says that the reason he did it was Neha Sholem. He didn't want to get into a fight. After all, it's Yontif. Everybody wants to be Kol Yisrael Chaverim. Everybody wants to be friendly. So he didn't want to pick a fight. If you look at the last Rashi, in the last line of Rashi, Hillel was a great onav, a very, very modest individual. He didn't want to say, hey, I happen to be Hillel. You're just the Talmidim of Shammai. What are you bothering me for? No. He changed it and he said, this is an akeva when it really was a zachar. And, says Rashi, Kishlan b'niznova k'dei lahatoysan. He started moving the tail as if to tell him, check it out yourselves. She used smurim, she in the cave. You'll see that it's an akeva. Now Rashi doesn't tell us the rest of the story, but the rest of the story is that they believed him. Once Hillel HaZaken said, that this in the cave, here, check it out yourself. They said, Hill, we don't have to check it. We believe you. And they all left. And with that ended that part of the story. But we're not finished. Continues the Gemara, because the Beis Shammai won this confrontation, and they said, what are you doing? You're not allowed to bring an oilus re'iyah. And Hill didn't want to fight them, and he said, this is not an oiler. This is a shlamim. And the Beis Shammai said, you know, this would be an opportune time to go and decisively say, the halacha is like Shammai, not like Hillel, and you cannot bring an oila on Yontif. You cannot bring an oila sri'i on Yontif. However, there was one of the elder Talmidim of Shammai HaZaken, in other words, from an earlier generation, Ubav ben Buta, his name was Ubav ben Buta, and he knew Shalach Kibesil, that the law had already been established previously, like Beisil, and that you are allowed to bring an Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif, not like Beis Shammai. And he saw that they're trying to go and turn over, or overturn, established halacha. And therefore, B'Shalach, and therefore he said, the Heili Kol Tzoyin Kadosh Yerushalayim. He must have either been a wealthy individual, or at least he commanded so much respect that he asked anybody and everybody throughout Yerushalayim that has Tzoyin Kader. Rashi says, Tzoyin Kader Me'ulam Hayu. They were the best quality Tzoyin, top of the line Tzoyin. Go and bring them, the Midim Bazara, bring them to the Azara. Now, by the way, at this moment, they're still all Chulin, because nobody was Makdish them yet. Is the question, how can they bring it all to the Azara? So the top Tosis says, we don't mean the real Azara, what we really mean is the Harabayas. No, we're bringing it to the Beis Hamikdash. Don't bring it to the Azara, it's still Chulin. Bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. The Omar, and now Bovid ben Buta said, Kol misha roitza lismoich, whoever wants to go and bring this carbon for a carbon oila, and do a smich on the carbon oila. Now on Yom Tov, Yavai v'yismach, come and get it and bring it, don't worry. And apparently hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands of people came, and they all went, they took a behema, and they brought it for a carbon oila, mitas micha, on yontif, in other words, just like Beis Hillel, and not like Beis Shammai. There could have been among them also some nekevos, and they brought them, even though Beis Shammai also agrees that you can bring Shammai Chagiga, but he told them, Yavi v'yismach du smicha, not like Beis Shammai. So therefore, what Bava ben Buta was trying to do was establish firmly at this occasion that number one, you can go and bring Shammai Chagiga and do smicha, and that you can also bring an Oilas Re'ia both on Yontif. Zaktimor v'oise yon gobri yon shul Beis Hillel. Because of that, everybody followed Beis Hillel and they brought their korbanos that day on Yontif. V'hakavu halacha k'moisan, and now we establish firmly that halacha is like Beis Hillel. Yes, you can bring Oilas Re'iyah on Yontif, and yes, you can do smicha on Shalmei Chagiga on Yontif. V'hayisham odam she'irer b'dova klum. And then nobody opened their mouths, and everybody let the halacha pass, like Hillel against Shammai, or like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. But there was another story. Shuv Maisa b'Talmid Echa, mi Talmid Beis Hillel. This is now, Rashi says, a later Maisa, where one of the Talmid Beis Hillel, Shehevi Oilos Elazora, Lismay Chaleha, on Yontif. And again, this is Beis Hillel, Vishitosoi, and the Talmid Beis Hillel that hold that this is permissible. Mitzoi Talmid Echa, mi Talmid Beis Shammai. One of the Talmidim Beis Shammai was not happy, and Omaloi, hey, Mazu Smicha, what are you doing over here? What are you doing Smicha on an Oila? Remember, you can't even do Smicha on a Shlomim on Yontif. You shouldn't even be bringing this Oila. What are you doing? Omaloi said the Talmud of Beis Hillel, instead of engaging in a lengthy dialogue, he said, Mazu Shtika, meaning, just like you asked, what is this Smicha all about? He asked him, why aren't you quiet? See, if you look at Rashi at the top of the Amud, Mazu Smicha, second line, Sha'at Roit Salismach Velava Divre Beis Shammai, Paloi Onu Chalukin Aleichem. How can you go and bring this carbon as if there's no machloikis? We guys, the Beis Shammai people, we argue. What business do you have bringing this carbon? Omaloi, so the Talmud Beis Hillel responded, Mazu Shtika, Shohayu Lecholishtoik, the Ein Choshoisik, you really should be quiet, because that earlier story, which we just ended, said, Kavu halacha kimoisen, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. So, even though you Beis Shammai people feel very strongly about your viewpoint, and you're entitled to, but the halacha lemaisa is like Beis Hillel. So what are you going and arguing, and what are you causing trouble? So just like he said, Mazu smicha, he said to him, Mazu shtika, use your mid of shtika, you shouldn't be talking. Says Imar Shoskoi ben Azifa. So as a result of saying those words, Mazu shtika, apparently he said it in a very stern, sharp manner. V'holachloi, and then he left. And that was the end of the machloikis between the two Talmidim. Amar Abaya, Abaya says, what's the moral of the story? Hilkach, Haytum and Abanim, the Amalei Chavre, Milsa. When you have two Talmidim Chachamim, and one chaver is arguing with the other one, and he goes and challenges him. He says, "Mazu smicha, lo lahadle milzit tvei mi maydi omele chavrei." He shouldn't go and get into a lengthy, in-depth discussion and fight. He should rather use the same type of terminology and cut it to the point. Just like he said, "How do I know this?" Let him not answer more than his chaver said to him. Because the Beis Shammai Talmud said, Mazu smicha. And instead of saying, well, my Rebbe holds that you can do smicha, and this is the proof for it, and this is the basis, he just said, Mazu shtika. You're challenging me on the smicha. I'm challenging you that you should be quiet, because the halacha has already been established, like Beis Hillel.
Go downstairs
against Beis Shammai.
No.
Robert, please be so kind and put yourself on mute. Robert, please put yourself on mute. Okay, that's the end of this story.
I'm just curious, Abba Ben Bhutta, of course, he was famous, the story of the of Herod and what have you. But so here he said he was a Talmud of
Beis Shammai. Correct?
That's interesting.
That's what the Gemara says in the Amud Aleph. But he was, he had pure intellectual honesty, because he knew that the halacha was like Beis Hillel. So even though all of his colleagues said, Shammai, 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 we're winning today, we're going to prove that we're right. He said, sorry, the halacha has already been established in the past, not like you guys, we passed them like Beis Hillel. Okay, Tanya, we have now a Braisa. And the Braisa continues this discussion between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Tanya, Amar lahem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, I'll prove to you that you're allowed to bring an olas re'iya on yontiv. How do I know? I make a kal v'chomer. Uma b'mokim she'osr lehedyot. Mutal gvoya. The mokim she'osr lehedyot, says Rashi, is talking about every single Shabbos Kodesh. What's the din? Osr lehedyot. A regular individual is not allowed to go and shecht either regular chulin meat or carbon meat. You can't shecht the carbon because it's Shabbos. The only thing you can do is bring the choyves hayoim, which is the tomit shul shachar, tomit shul ben aboyim, the karb musaf. But you can't go and bring a hedjit, can't go and shecht anything. So ma'am ma'akim shu osel hedjit, mut l'gvoya. The hedjit is not allowed, the hedjit means the yochid, cannot shecht. But mut l'gvoya allowed to go and bring the karbonis, tomit, and musaf. Ma'akim shu musel hedjit. On Yontif, when every Jew in Klal Yisrael is allowed to go and shecht his own meat, you don't even have to shecht the carbon. You can go and just shecht a regular animal. It should be mutter to bring the oilas re'ia in the Beis HaMikdash. Because Yontif is so much lighter than, much more kulitik. Shelley told us earlier today, it's a kula, real cool comment on Shelley's part, that what, that although you're not allowed to on Shabbos bring any type of nedovos, or for that matter, a yochid cannot bring any karbonos, but you're allowed to go and bring karbonos choiva, karbonos givoya, givoya meaning the tamid and the musaf. Now on Yontif, when a hedyot is allowed to go and shecht any meat that he wants to, any animal that he wants to, avad ramadi should be able to go and bring the oilas re'iyah in the Beis HaMikdash. Amlam Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, your kal v'chomer proves too much. Because according to you then, a person should be able to bring nedorim nedovis also on Yontif. Because ma'adach, a hedyot is allowed to go and shecht a regular animal outside the Beis HaMikdash, then he should certainly be able to go and bring something the gvoya, like we see on Shabbos. That on Shabbos, although a hedyot cannot bring anything, cannot shecht anything, but we bring the kabbonis, the gvoya, so you should be able to bring the dorma nedovis as well. Is that so? Beis Shammai says the dorma nedovis yechichu shemut lehedyot avos legvoya. Amla meisil. So Beis Hillel responds to Beis Shammai, malah dorma nedovis she'in kavu lehem zman. You know why the dorma nedovis cannot be brought on Yom Tov? Because the dorma nedovis can be brought any day of the year, except for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So there's no requirement today, tomorrow, the next day, anytime you want. You gotta bring the Olas Re'iyah on Yom Tov. You're coming up three times a year. That's the one of the principal obligations, to bring the Olas Re'iyah. Kavul Hazman, and that's Yom Tov. That's why I hold the Olas Re'iyah you bring on Yom Tov, even though in the Dorma Nedovos you cannot bring on Yom Tov. Even the Olas Re'iyah doesn't have a specific time when you have to bring it. Why? What happens the first day of Sukkot? You didn't have a chance to bring your Olas Re'iyah, or for that matter, your Shalmi Chagiga. You can continue bringing your Karbanos the entire week, including Yom Tov Achron, which means Shmini Atzeres. Even though Shmini Atzeres is regel bifnei atzmoi, but you could still do what we call tashlumin. You could still continue bringing the kavanis the entire week. So it's not kavul and zman. You got a whole week to do it. Amr Hembeisil, Avzu Kavul Azman. Nah, come on. Of course it is Kavul Azman. Why? Didn't over regular lechog, what happens if the whole yomtiv has passed, including Shmini Atzeres, including Simchas Torah, and you didn't bring your carbon? You cannot bring it anymore. Over zmanoi, batel karbonai. The zman is over, you can't bring it. So what is kabul and zman? So therefore there's a fundamental difference between the dharma and the davos, where never ever kabul and zman. Dharma and davos you can bring Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, any day of the week, any day of the year, except for Shabbos, and except for Yom Tov. But you're talking about Oyas Re'iyah, you have a very, very narrow window of opportunity. You can only bring it for 7 or 8 days. After Yom Tov is over, that's it, boys. You cannot bring it any longer. So it's Kavul and Zman. And that's why you can bring it on Yom Tov after all. So Beis Shammai was not able to convince Beis Hillel based on Kal V'Chaymer's. So he said, well, I have a drasha. Omelem Beis Shammai V'aloi Kvar Nemar. Doesn't it say in the Pasuk? When it comes to Yom Tov, it says, Ach, Asher Yeochel L'chol Nefesh, Hu Levad Yeyosel L'chem. Even though you're not allowed to do Melacha on Yom Tov, but if it's Melechas Oichel Nefesh, Ach, Asher Yeochel L'chol Nefesh, I want to eat on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to do. Hu Levad Yeyosel L'chem, you're allowed to go and, quote-unquote, violate Yom Tov by shechting, by baking, by cooking. These are all malachos. But if it's lechem, for purposes of eating on Yom Tov, it's all permissible. Now why does it say lechem? Only if you, the individual, you're going to be able to eat from it, then that is mutter. But if the purpose of the carbon of the gvoya to bring a carbon for Hashem, like an oilas re'ia, where I, the individual, have no personal hanoah, I have spiritual hanoah that I brought my carbon. Getzchar lo'asad lavai. But I cannot eat from the carbon because it's kula kolil. Says the Torah, the only heter of lechol nefesh, achashi ochel lechol nefesh, the Indian of oichol nefesh, hu levadi yosel lechem, it's only if you, the Jewish person, man or woman, will be able to go and eat from it, oh, then that's permissible to go and shecht on Yom Tov and to cook on Yom Tov. But if it's all for Hashem, it's an oila, it's not permissible. That's why oilas re'iyah is prohibited. Omlem beisil balikvar nema l'Hashem. It says in the pasuk chagoysim oisei chag l'Hashem. The word l'Hashem is ibrik. It's superfluous. It could have said chagoysim oisei chag. By adding l'Hashem, it means call l'Hashem. It comes to include not only kavanas that you and I can eat from, like a shlamim, but also the oil that only Hashem can eat from. That's why it says Hashem. Says the Gemara in Kei Matam Olim Lechem. What does Beis Hillel do with the drasha lechem? Lechem v'loy lekusim, lechem v'loy leklovim. That you're allowed to go and cook and shecht and prepare and do malacha all for yourself and fellow Jews. You cannot go and cook for a Gentile, nor can you go and cook or shecht or do anything for klovim for the dogs. The truth be told, that Beis Hillel doesn't even need to go and say lechem v'loy lekusim, lechem v'loy leklovim. He could also agree lechem v'loy legvoya, but not that it comes to exclude the oilas re'iyah. It comes to exclude nedarim and nedavois. Nedarim and nedavois are asur to be brought on Yom Tov. Lechem v'loy legvoya. The Gemara could have said that, and in fact, if you look at the Tosis, which is parallel to our Gemara, right in the middle of the Amid, Lechem V'loy L'Nachrim, Beisil Nami Darshu Lechem V'loy L'Gvoya, Lemutin Dharma N'Davos, Kira Parashti B'Parakama, Elenokit Kusiv U'Klavim, the Psikolei, Kusiv U'Klavim is a very clear cut halacha. You can go and cook for yourself on Yom Tov, but you cannot cook for a Gentile, you cannot go and cook for a Kelev, for a dog. When it's once you talk about L'Gvoya, it already depends. If it's Oilas Re'iyah, you can. If it's, however, Nedarim Nedavos, you cannot. So he wanted to take something which is crystal clear, no exceptions to the rule, no differences. That's why he's talked about Kusim and Klavim, but really you can go and say below the Gvoya as well to exclude Nedarim and Nedavos. Okay, this is the first part of the Braisa. Even though there are two dots over here, the Braisa continues on. So really, you could remove the two dots. And Abishol, Imer B'loshon Acheres. Abishol says, I agree with the Tanakhama that Beis Hillel posed the following Kal V'chomer to Beis Shammai. However, Abishol says it in a somewhat more poetic form, where Beis Hillel said, if you go back to Tanya, a quarter down the Omud, at the two dots, where you're not allowed to go and shechten, you're not allowed to cook. You're allowed to go and bring karbonos choiva, such as tamid and musaf. On yomtiv, where a hedget is allowed to do malacha, he's allowed to go and shecht, he's allowed to cook. And in addition, he can go and bring the oilas re'iyah. Abishol says the same thing, but he uses different terminology. Abishol oimer b'loshen acheres. Uma b'mokim shekiroscha stuma kiras rabcha psucha. B'mokim shekiroscha psucha ein adin shekiras rabcha psucha. What does that mean? A kira is an oven. We often have in the Gemara a tanur, which is also an oven. And Rashi elsewhere distinguishes between a kira and a tanur, that a tanur was a small oven that only allowed for one item to be cooked in the oven at one time. Well, a kira had two doors, two openings, and you can go and cook two separate things at the same time in the same oven. Maybe there was a bit of a wall in between, so that one of them doesn't get the tam of the other, but the bottom line is a kira allows for you to cook two things simultaneously. So Abishol says, Umaba Mokam Shikiras Chastuma, on Shabbos, where your portion of this kira, meaning your side, the side of the hedget, stuma, you have to close it up. You cannot cook on Shabbos. But you can open up the other side of the kira, the second compartment, for Rabcha, meaning for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and bring for him his karbonis. Kodesh Baruch Hu's karbonis are the karbon tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben aboyim, and the musafim. B'mokim shekiras chapsucha on yontif, where your side of the kira is also open because you're allowed to go and cook on yontif all of whatever you want to cook. And then shekiras rab chapsucha, and then avada, the other side of the kira, the other compartment, will also be open for rabcha. Who's your rabcha? The Rabbeinu Shloim, you're allowed to bring a carbon oil asriya. And Abishol continues, v'chein medin, and also logically, sentimentally, emotionally, it makes sense. Shloye shulchan chamole, here you're preparing and cooking and shechting and baking so that your shulchan should be full. V'shulchan rabcha reikon, and you go to the Beis Hamikdash, and the shulchan, meaning the mizbeach, is empty. Because you're only allowing for the regular karbanis yomtif of the tmidim, tamid shel shachar, tamid shel ben aboyim, and the musaf. You're not allowing for the oilas re'iyah. You're allowing for the shalmi chagiga, but even there, the shalmi chagiga is meant mostly for shulchan cha, that you, the individual Jew, should be able to eat. Rabbi Yisrael gets a very, very small portion of the shlam. He only gets the aymarin on the mizbeach. So therefore, is it right that your shulchan should be full of food and everything to eat, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu's shulchan, meaning the mizbeach, should be empty? That's the end of that portion of the discussion. Now, since Abishol just repeated the same Kal V'chomer as the Tanakhama, he just said it in a different poetic fashion, what's the machloikis? They're saying the same thing. But my kamivlagi, what's the machloikis? So now, bear in mind, when the Tanakhama quoted this Kal V'chomer of Beis Hillel to Beis Shammai immediately tried to shoot it down. If you go back to the beginning of the Braisa, again, it's a quarter down the Amid. Tanya Amul Hem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Yomav B'mokim She'os Lehedim, Matlikvoya, etc. Amul Hem Beis Shammai, Nedor Menedovis Yichichu, Shemutl Lehedim V'os Lekvoya. What about Nedor Menedovis? And Beis Hillel said, you have a good point, but Nedor Menedovis ain't kavul en zman. Why, when Abishol explained and restated the Kal V'chomer, why didn't Beis Shammai immediately say, don't tell me about Kiras Cha and Kiras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the case of the Dor Menedovos, where you're not allowed to bring it on Yontif, so you see that your Kal V'chomer is faulty. Says Gemara, it must be because Abishol Taka argues with the Tanakhama. B'mai Kamivlagi, Mar Sovereign Dor Menedovos, craven beyond Tif. According to Abishol, he holds that Beis Hillel holds, not only can you bring Shalmei Chagiga, not only can you bring Oilas Ve'ia, but you could even be Makram Nedarim and Nedavis on Yontif. And so therefore, Beis Shammai couldn't try to defeat Beis Hillel by saying, aha, you're saying based on your Kal V'chomer that since the Kira is now open for Jews on Yontif to cook, then obviously the Kira is open for Kodesh Baruch Hu to bring the Oilas Re'iya. And Beis Shammai said in the previous part of the Braisa, but you see that you can't bring the Dharma in a dove voice, so you see your Kal V'chomer is faulty. What would Beis Hillel hold? You can bring the Dharma in a dove voice. Who says you can't? L'shitascha, Beis Shammai, did you hold it? You can't go and bring Oilas Re'iya. You hold you can't bring the Dharma in a dove voice. But we hold you can bring the Dharma in a dove voice. So that wouldn't be a challenge to Beis Hillel. And that's the reason why Abishol leaves out that discussion. Because Abishol holds that according to Beis Hillel, Nedarim and Nedavim is craven beyond him. Just like Oilas Re'iya, same thing applies to Nedarim and Nedavim. Umar Sava on Beis Shammai, the other holds. Not Beis Shammai. And the Tanakama of this price at the top, he holds that Beis Hillel also agrees that Ein craven Nedarim and Nedavim is beyond him. And that's the reason why Beis Shammai was able to form a challenge and say, No. How can you say that you can go and bring an Oilas Re'iya? After all, he can't go and bring Dharma to Dovis. That's why they still had to respond. You're right, but there's a fundamental difference. This ain't Kavul and Zman, and this is Kavul and Zman. So bottom line is, the machloikis between the Tanakama and Abishol is not so much in what they say, but in what Abishol left out. That the Tanakama said that Beis Shammai challenged Beis Hillel's Kal V'chomer based on the Dharma to Dovis. Abishol left that out. He said, that's not a challenge. Because Beis Hillel disagrees and says, yes, you can bring the Dharma to Dovis based on my Kal V'chomer. Says Yimar, Omer Rav Huna, the Divri Oimin, the Dharma to Dovis, in Kreim Yontif. According to the Man Yomar, it says, the Dharma to Dovis cannot be brought on Yontif. Don't tell me that this is just a Din Drabonon. Then I'll tell you, really, just like you can bring Shalmei Chagiga, and just like you can bring Oilas Re'iya, you can also bring the Dharma to Dovis. It's only Midrabon, Rabon of the Gazi Behu. Gezeira Shema Yasher. We had the Shema Yasher, remember, the other day. That was one of the four reasons why you can't go and toivel Kalim on Shabbos or Yontif, because you're going to leave it for Yontif. So maybe that's the reason why you can, really, Minatoya, maybe you could bring the Dharma to Dovis. The only reason why you can't is because the Chum were afraid. Oh, the person will go and pledge 25 different Oilos and Shlom throughout the year. And you know when he's going to bring it? He's going to bring it on Yontif. He's going to wait and wait until Yontif and bring the whole thing at one time. We don't want that. We want the person to go, don't wait to the last moment, because what happens if that Yontif he's not feeling well, or he can't afford it, or he can't bring it, or there's COVID, Chas V'Shalom, he can't get to Yerushalayim. So he might be over and bow to Acher. We don't want you to go and push it off. Ah, so maybe that's the reason why he can't bring the Dharma to Dovis. Says him, no. Says Rafuna, ah, filame derais and nami loichazu, you cannot bring the Dharma to Dovis, even min hatoyr. How do I know? Do shtei alechem, the chayv is a yom ninu. Shtei alechem, which you bring on Shavuos. The shtei alechem is eaten on Shavuos. However, the shtei alechem is baked pre-Shavuos on either Erev Shavuos. And if Erev Shavuos turns out to be on Shabbos, then you bake it on Erev Shabbos, 2 days before Shavuos. The baking of the Shtei HaLechem is not Doche Shabbos or Yontif. And so therefore says Yimar, the Shtei HaLechem, the Chayv is a Yomino. Shtei HaLechem is a Chayv. In fact, that's the only special din that applies to Shavuos, with the exception of eating cheesecake. Other than that, the only din that Shavuos has different than any other Yomtiv is that you bring the Shtei HaLechem. And there's no svar that maybe he's going to leave it until Shavuos. You got to bring it on Shavuos. And nevertheless, the afia, the preparation, is not Doicha Shabbos Yomtiv. So therefore, the same thing applies in the Dharma and Davos, that Min HaTorah, according to the Man Yama, holds the Dharma and Davos ain't created by Yomtiv. You know why? Because, just like Shtei Alechem, there's no svar of Shema Yasha, but it's not Doicha. Dharma Nedavis, ultimate Torah, is not Doicha, Shabbos, or Yontif. You want to bring it on Erev Shabbos, bring it on the day after Shabbos, the day after Yontif, but do not bring the Dharma Nedavis on Shabbos or Yontif. Another Shtikur Rabbi Sai. Ibailu, The Dibri Yomim and the Dharma Dovis ain't creating the Yom Tov.
Maybe you can say there's a difference. It was bread maybe lasts, but you can't, so you can bake before, and it lasts 2 days. What are you going to say? You're not going to be able to do it at all. You're not going to be able to do a makriv Nedarim and Nedavos, because you can't do it before. You have to, the only time you have to do it is that window on
Nedarim and Nedavos, anybody can bring it any day of the year. If the person is coming and decides he's going to do it when he's going to be Oyle Rego, he should get a ticket to make sure that he comes in on a flight that allows him to bring the Nedarim and Nedavos on Erev Yom. If he cannot leave that early, then book flights for a day after Yom Tov and bring in an Isru Chag. So there's no chiyuv whatsoever to bring it on Yom Tov. Rather bring it before Yom Tov or after Yom Tov. Just like when it comes to Shtei Alecha. Since it doesn't have to be baked on Yom Tov, then bake it the day before. You don't have to bring the Dorna Dovas on Yom Tov. Bring it the day before. And it's a Kal V'Chaymer. Because Shtei Alecha is a Shavuos Dika Din. It's a special din for the Yom Tov Shavuos. Nevertheless, it's not Docha. Bring it the day before. The Dharma Davis, which have nothing to do with Yom Tov, you can bring Dharma Davis today, tomorrow, any day of the week, any day of the year, except for Shabbos or Yom Tov. So then, certainly don't bring it on Yom Tov. Bring it before Yom Tov or after Yom Tov. Iboilu, now the Gemara asks the Shaila, a Bidiyevit situation. The Dibri Yomim and Dharma Davis ain't craving the Yom Tov. When Amit's over Veshachet Mayim, you have a person comes to the Beis Mikdash on Yom Tov who was very busy. Everybody's bringing their Shalmei Chagiga, even according to Beis Shammai. Shalmei Chagigas are going hot. According to Beis Hillel, you bring your Oilas Re'iyah. There are thousands and hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of Jews, bringing their Kabbanas. So one Jew manages to chaparayim and bring a Neder and a Dova on Yom Tov. The Kaboyim, the Kehanim, didn't ask any questions, and they shechted the Neder and a Dova on Yom Tov. And now, it's already geshachten. And now they find out, we made a boo-boo. We shechted a neder on a dova on Yom Tov. What do you do? Machloikis. Rav Omer Zerik Zedom Amanas Lahatir Bosom Bachila. Rav Ravuna Omer Zerik Zedom Amanas Lahatir Imrin Le'erif. Both of them say, although you're not supposed to bring it Lechat Chila, but once you brought it, you're allowed to do the Zerik Zedom to be matir the carbon. Rava says you'll do the Zerikas Adam to be matir the Basar Bachila. Rabbi Ravuna says you'll go and be Zerik the Dam to be matir the Eimerin to put on the Mizbeach. Now, Lemaisa, every time you do a Zerikas Adam, you're matir both. You both matir the meat to be eaten, and you matir the Eimerin to be brought on the Mizbeach. So, my Benayu. So, what's the difference between Rava and Rabbi Ravuna? Ech Benayu Nidma Basar Oishi Ovad. What happens if the Basar got lost or got Tameh? So it can no longer be eaten. The Rava Loizarek, according to Rava, don't do Zerika Sadam. There's no Basar to be Matir. The Rabbi Ravuna Zarek, you do Zerika Sadam, because even though there's no Basar, you still have an Eimurin. So go and do the Zerika Sadam to be Matir the Eimurin. Frank Dimar Mason. We're going to discuss that right now. Your question is an excellent question. Frank Dimar Mason. Kipsi Atzeres Shishchotin Shaloi Lishmon. Oh, you see? Kipsi Atzeres. Kipsi Atzeres are the kvasim, the sheep which are geshachten on Shavuos, to be matir the Shtei HaLechem Ba'achila. Now what happens if you shechted them on Shavuos, and instead of having in mind that this is a carbon shlomim, you had in mind that this is a carbon oila, see a carbon ichvais masa behema, whatever, you had in mind for a different carbon. Shaloi Lishmon. Or you shechted melefnei zman be'lachas manan. You shechted the kipsi atzeres on erev Yom Tov, or you shechted it after Yom Tov. What's the din? Hadam yizorek v'abasa yoichal. It's still a kosher carbon. Why is it kosher carbon? Said Brother Shai a moment ago. Look in the Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom of the Amid. Hadam yizorek v'abasa yoichal. Tekayim alon, we have that famous mission at the beginning of Masechta Zvachim. Kol ha-zvachim she-nizvachu shaloi lishmon k'sheirin. El eshloi ol labalim l'shem choyva. So it's a kosher carbon. Since it's a kosher carbon, do Zrikas Adam, and then you'll be able to go and eat the basar, and you'll be able to put the emer on the mizbeach, and fine. You didn't do what you were supposed to do, you're supposed to leave these kvasim for atzeres for shvuas, you decided to go and shechta prematurely, or you shechted it after you, but it's still a kosher carbon. What happens if you went and shechted these kabonis on Shabbos? Lo yizrik, don't do zrika. Vimzorik, and if you did the zrika, then b'diyavet, hurtza amanas lahakta emun le'erv. Then as a result of the zrika, that will help that you will be able to makta the emun and not on Shabbos, but on Matzah Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Now what did it say in the Braisa? The Braisa says that, lo yizrik, what you did was wrong. Vimzorik, but if you did it, you did the zrika already, then you have the benefit of the Aymarin. Frank Timura, im Zorak Diyavit in, l'chadchil aloi. Bishloim l'Rava Nicha. According to Rava, that makes a lot of sense. What does it make sense? Because Rava said that the purpose of the Zrika Saddam is to go and eat, and here he's not going to go and be able to eat it. Why can't he eat it? Because it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you can't go and eat the meat. It's raw meat. You can't go and cook it today. So therefore, there's no reason why you should go and cook it. And now, there's no reason why to do a zrika. However, El Rav Barav Huna, Kasha, since Rav Barav Huna said that the whole purpose of the zrika is to be matir, the aymarin, lahakta le'erev, why is it saying the brides of him hoise Shabbos, lo yizrik, don't do a zrika? If you did a zrika, it's matir. Didn't Rav Barav Huna say, lechatchila, go and be zoyrik? If you have the nedarim and nedavos, that you're not supposed to bring on Yontif, and you brought it on Yontif anyway, what did Rabbi Rav Huna say? Do a zrika to be matur the aymarin. Here, he shechted it on Shabbos, he shouldn't have, but he did. Why did it say, lo yizrek, yim zorak? He should say, lechatchila, go and be zorik, lahar tzois lahakte murin leheret. Zuki murakasha, this takishver. V'hiboy yisayim esanish nuzo yishver, because until now we were talking about Yontif. On Yontif says, Rabbi Rav Huna, go, even though what you did was wrong, you shechted Nedarim v'Nedavos on Yontif, and that was improper, it was wrong, but once you did it, do a zrika, and you'll be matter the Aymurim. However, when you talk about Shabbos, Shabbos is so much more holy, so much more chomer than Yontif. Don't do a zrika b'chlal. Don't do a zrika. This is a bad carbon. Don't even think about this carbon. If, however, v'mzarak, if you did do the carbon, you did a zrika, you can't eat from the flesh because you can only eat it today, and you can't eat it today because the basar cannot be eaten. It's obviously, it's Shabbos, and you can't cook. But what you can do is v'mzarak, at least it will help to be meratza, to be able to be makta the aymur in the erf. So therefore, we thought we had a bumba kasha in Rav Barav Huna, and in fact, according to the first ikka di amri, it was taka kasha. But according to Yiboy Yisema, nishkeferlich, because it's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Where Yontif, yes, lechatchila, you should do zrika sadam to be matur the aymarin, or Shabbos, no, because Shabbos is so much more chomer than Yontif. And with this, we will end here, Rabbi Yisai. So we have now learned Baruch Hashem tomorrow's daf, and Amyachim, tomorrow morning, we're going to learn Tuesday.